Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka's government is facing a no-confidence vote in Parliament. Prague Waterworks will compensate those who were taken ill after drinking contaminated tap water. And marijuana and crystal methamphetamine top the list of the most commonly abused drugs in the Czech Republic. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka's government is facing a no-confidence vote in the lower house of parliament. Opposition parties tabled the motion in protest against a bill approved last week which would extend state support for biofuel, which they claim serves the business interests of Finance Minister Andrej Babiš. The centre-left administration has a majority in the lower house that should enable it to survive the no-confidence motion. It controls 111 seats in the 200-strong lower house. During the debate in Parliament on Tuesday afternoon, Prime Minister Sobotka accused the opposition of being hypocritical, saying that what offended them was not a conflict of interest, as they claimed, but the changes that were being affected by the centre-left administration. The Prague Waterworks will pay compensation to all those who were taken sick after drinking water contaminated by coliform bacteria in Prague 6. An official for the waterworks announced on Tuesday following a meeting with the Prague City Council. The contamination of tap water in Prague's Davice district has come under fire from its residents, who say they were not warned in time about the danger. Close to 200 people were treated for diarrhea, vomiting and fevers between Friday and Monday after drinking tap water. The Prague Waterworks says it will pay each resident who suffered health problems 5,000 crowns in compensation on the basis of a doctor's certificate, and those who are hospitalized an even higher sum. The police confiscated close to 600 kilograms of marijuana and over 50 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine in raids on illegal plantations and secret home labs in the course of last year, according to the annual report of the National Anti-Drug Office. The illegal drugs business is largely in the hands of foreign gangs, mainly Vietnamese, Albanian, Nigerian and Turkish nationals, the report says. Czechs are mostly involved in the home production of crystal methamphetamine. The number of secret marijuana plantations uncovered by the police rose to over 300 last year. Marijuana and crystal methamphetamine are the most commonly used illegal drugs in the Czech Republic. While marijuana grown in the Czech Republic is mainly for the home market, crystal methamphetamine is often smuggled to neighbouring Austria and Germany. The food in Czech hospitals, maternity clinics and homes for senior citizens does not meet the required nutrition and health standards, according to the results of an inspection by the Hygiene Office. The results presented by the health minister at a press briefing in Prague on Tuesday show that food served to patients and the elderly is not nutritionally balanced, is deficient in fresh fruit and vegetables and contains too much salt. Inspectors also found a lack of variety in the menus. Inspections were made at 33 hospitals, 25 maternity clinics and 53 old people's homes around the country. The minister said the heads of these institutions would receive instructions on how to correct the problem and inspectors would remain vigilant. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy to overcast with scattered showers and day temperatures between 13 and 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova and that's the end of the news.